Boomer remover, shaker of the economy. Money printer goes burr. Scream, shout, whine, cry, sniffle, piss, moan, look for a motherfucking safe space.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
You can shove your opinions up your ass that way the Trump and Fuhrer's cock has something to keep it company.
Either you are wrong or I am right.
Don't forget the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong and I am right. And no, not enough people will die from Wuhan virus. That's exactly how many. Not enough. Greetings, friends and enemies. Welcome to another exciting, action-packed, fun-filled, heteronormative edition of Stating the Obvious Podcast. I am the Great One himself. I am a boy. I'm fully aware that I am a boy. I have absolutely no doubts about being a boy. I am as fucking heteronormative, cisgender, patriarchal as possible. And if you are a woman listening to this podcast, make sure you don't look me in the eyes and ask my permission before you go to the bathroom. The R. Kelly rules. Dude, I really like those. I think he knows what the fuck he's doing. And here's the thing. You know, I mean, so hold on. Where is it? Let's back the fuck up for a minute. Okay. So, R. Kelly, his rules for the girls he's banging. They have to call him daddy. They couldn't leave their rooms to eat or go to the bathroom without his permission. They had to wear baggy clothing. They had to keep their heads down and forbidden looking. And how many women, pray tell, how many women agreed to these rules in exchange for having access to R. Kelly's cock? Okay, when you hear women talking about how they want to be strong and independent and don't need no man, that's all bullshit. That right there, that's what women want. Women want to be controlled by men. Now, I'm not saying women want to be beat by men. Women want to be raped by men. Women want to be put in concentration camps and starved to death by men. That's not what the fuck I said. Okay, because I'm being very serious here. Women want men who will control them. To paraphrase Rollo Tomasi, he talked about women are this storm of emotions and they expect a man to be a rock against which the storm of their emotions can beat against that rock and that rock doesn't fucking move. Okay, women want men who are not moved by their emotional tantrums and their emotional storms. And furthermore, women want men who will control them. When a woman starts doing something stupid, which is pretty much any time a woman does anything, she wants a man who will tell her no. This is why you make a woman's fucking pussy wet, by telling her no. Why don't I go out tonight with my girlfriends and we're going to get... No. What'd you say? I said no. Do you understand? Well, but... No means no. Well, but I want to go out with my girlfriends. No. If you do go out with your girlfriends, don't come back here. Come back in the morning. Your stuff will be out by the road in some cardboard boxes and plastic bags. Women need someone to control them because they can't control themselves. Okay. Again, I don't say women shouldn't be allowed to vote because I hate women. I like cats. I love cats. Cats should not be allowed to vote. Women should not be allowed to vote because they cannot fucking control themselves. They are nothing but pure emotion running wild, and giving them political power is a terrible idea. For the stupid people in the audience, I'm not saying that only men I'm not saying that all men should be allowed to vote either. I'm saying no women should be allowed to vote, and very, very few men should be allowed to vote. And for the really intelligent people in the audience, you're saying, well, great one. I thought that in Ancapodice there'd be no voting. And yes, you're right, but we're not going to get to Ancapodice in my lifetime. Okay. The closest I'm going to come is masturbating over some weird fantasy about a perfect status society, because until we kill 85% of the population, Ancapodice is impossible. And I am the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. I've been on the internet since 1999. I've been podcasting for 15 years. I am right. I am always right. I've always been right. I will always be right. I am never wrong. And if any of that either fucking offends you or makes your pussy wet, you can email me at God, that's fur baby spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. All right, got some hot tea brewing up again. That's just about ready to go. I got materials. Oh, I got some good shit. These are more newspaper clippings from my left-wing statist mother, who is, of course, hysterical over the dangers of the Wuhan virus. And, oh, my God, we're all going to die. You better wash your hands and take your shoes. I love how my mother has now discovered taking your shoes off in the house. I mean, it's just this whole Wuhan thing. It's just, I know I've talked about this all ad nauseum, but like people have discovered now, in addition to discovering washing their hands and disinfecting surfaces, now people are discovering taking your shoes off in the house so that you don't tromp the shit you walked in all over. I mean, wow. I've been taking my fucking shoes off in the house since I had a house. How is this a thing? I mean, where have you people been? God, it's just so annoying. All right, tea's almost ready. Clock has struck 3. Mice are running down. The mice are running up. Whatever the fuck the mice are doing, I don't know. All right, let's start off with this. This is a good one. This is classic. What? Well, that's weird. Hold on. This is, I got to read this one. Guthrie, Oklahoma. Police in Oklahoma say they found a rattlesnake, a canister of radioactive powdered uranium, and an open bottle of Kentucky Deluxe whiskey during a traffic stop of a vehicle that had been reported stolen. A rattlesnake, a canister of radioactive powdered uranium, and a bottle of Kentucky Deluxe whiskey. Okay, now that's a party. The traffic stop happened June the 26th in Guthrie, about 30 miles north of Oklahoma City. Guthrie Police Sergeant Anthony Gibbs told Oklahoma City TV station KFOR that the police don't know why the uranium was in the vehicle or how it was obtained, though uranium ore can be bought on Amazon. Really, you can buy uranium ore on Amazon. Okay, that's fascinating. Gibbs says police also found a gun in the console and a terrarium in the backseat containing a pet timber rattlesnake. Gibbs says the driver, Stephen Jennings, was charged with possession of a stolen vehicle, transporting an open container of liquor, and driving with a suspended license. Okay. Oh, man. He was going to a party. All right. A mother in Dixon, Illinois, trying to transport an inflated pool from her friend's house to her own Tuesday, had her two juvenile daughters riding inside the pool as she drove with it atop her SUV. Jennifer A. Janice Yeager, 49 years old, has been charged with child endangerment and reckless conduct in connection with the alleged incident. According to the police, Yeager was spotted Tuesday afternoon driving a white Audi Q5 west on Illinois Highway 2 with a blue inflatable pool on the roof and two juveniles inside the pool. During the investigation, police learned that Yeager drove to a friend's house to inflate the pool and then had her two daughters ride inside of the empty pool to hold it down on the drive home. In a photo released by the police, which is in the newspaper article right here, the pool appears to be larger than the roof of the vehicle, which it is. Along with endangerment and reckless conduct charges, she was also charged with failing to secure young passengers. Oh my God. Remember guys, we have to let them vote. Okay? I wonder if she's a Republican or a Democrat. Whew. Okay, time to get serious now. Totally, totally serial. By the way, all of this is from the Houston Chronicle, Friday, July 12th, the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, 2019. Jackson, Mississippi. A Republican candidate for Mississippi governor says he would not let a female journalist follow him while campaigning unless she was accompanied by a male colleague. And now he's trying to raise campaign money based on that because he says the liberal media are attacking him. So this is essentially an advertisement for the book The Prince Principle by, what's that fucking small dick guy's name? Randall Bentwick. Quote, "Before our decision to run, my wife and I made a commitment to follow the Billy Graham rule." I thought it was the Prince Principle, but okay, fine. "Made a commitment to follow the Billy Graham rule, which is to avoid any situation that may evoke suspicion or compromise our marriage," unquote. The candidate, Robert Foster, said in a fundraising email Wednesday. Quote, "I am sorry the liberal media doesn't share our views, but their attack on us is all the more reason we need a conservative that will protect these values we share." Actually, we just need somebody who isn't cocked, and that's probably not you. Larison Campbell, with the online publication Mississippi Today, wrote that she requested to shadow Foster to report about his campaign before the August 6th primary, and his campaign director told her Foster wouldn't ride in a vehicle alone with her because people could insinuate Foster and Campbell are having an affair, or because she could accuse him of rape. The Pence Principle. Don't be alone with a fucking woman. And again, everyone goes insane because this guy said, no, I'm not going to ride in an automobile alone with some woman that I don't know anything about. And people just lose their shit. Sorry, but his actions make perfect sense. And that's why they're losing their shit. Because when you won't allow yourself to be put in a position where a woman can accuse you of raping her, you're taking away her power. That's why the book, The Prince Principle, is so terrifying and offensive to feminists. Because in it, Randall Bentdick explains to you how to not put yourself in a position where a woman can falsely accuse you of, she can always falsely accuse you, but how do I express this? Randall explains to you how to best inoculate yourself against false rape accusations, to minimize the possibility of you being falsely accused of rape, and how to do things along the way that will allow you to have evidence so that if a woman does accuse you of raping her, you will have a much greater chance of proving in a court of law that you are innocent. And so women, broads, you fucking stupid whores better get used to, especially those of you in the media. If you're a woman in the mainstream media, you are obviously a leftist. Even the conservathoughts. I mean, like, who is that one little conservathought that was all hot and the top of the Twitter feed for a while? She's the blonde chick, which doesn't narrow it down. Not Lauren Southern. She's like on Fox News and, you know, she was conservative and, oh my God, she liked Ronald Reagan and capitalism. And then she came out in favor of abortion and all of her little thought followers lost their minds. Oh my God, but she's a blonde conservathought on Fox News. How can she be in favor of abortion? You know, and everyone just lost their fucking minds. Guys, there are no fucking red-pilled fucking conservative women. All women are leftist. All women are socialist. There are some women who are less socialist than others, but women, by their very nature, are collectivist. Yes, all women are like that. All women are the sort of people whom, if it benefits them sufficiently, will accuse you falsely of raping them. No, the woman you're currently putting your dick inside of is not a fucking unicorn who is beyond this. No, the little reporter thought that you're doing an interview with and then you're having a drink with her after the interview, she is not a unicorn. She is not beyond this. Your secretary that you work late at night with and occasionally flirt with, and one time you loosened your tie and took your shoes off, she is not a unicorn. She is not beyond this. It's The Prince Principle, available on Amazon.com by Randall Bentwick. If you have a cock and you do not have a copy of The Prince Principle, which you have read, don't just buy it and put it on the fucking shelf. If you have a cock and you have not read The Prince Principle, you're fucking up, okay? You are in danger. You're in danger anyway, but you're in more danger than if you have read The Prince Principle. Let us continue now this newspaper article, which is an advertisement for The Prince Principle by Randall Bentwick, available on Amazon.com. Foster told the Associated Press on Wednesday that he won't be alone with any woman other than his wife, even while working or campaigning, because of the possible public perception that he was doing something to hurt his marriage. He said being alone with a man is no problem. Foster said that he has hired women to work for the agricultural tourism business that he and his wife run in northern Mississippi, and that he would hire women staffers if he is elected governor. Okay, so here's one more reason not to vote for him, because he's going to hire women. And he has hired women. He said, however, quote, "It is unprofessional to be alone with a woman who is not my wife," unquote. Campbell wrote that Mississippi Today rejected Foster's condition that she bring a male colleague. Quote, "My editor and I agreed the request was sexist and an unnecessary use of resources," unquote, Campbell wrote. No, sweetheart, your existence, your job as a journalist is an unnecessary use of resources. Your very existence on the planet Earth is an unnecessary use of resources. The fuck is going on outside? All right, it's a little windy outside. Just blew my bicycle over. I'm going to have to go out when I'm done here and check on that. Sexist. It's sex. What's it? It's sexist to protect yourself from accusations of cheating on your wife by not being alone with other women. See, it's sexist. Foster, in a response to a question from the AP, said he could not ensure that one of his own male campaign staffers would always be with him if Campbell or another woman journalist were to ride along with him to ask questions for reporting. Foster is a first-term state lawmaker and has raised significantly less money than the other two Republicans seeking the gubernatorial nomination. Well, probably because Foster's probably not a dick-sucking, backstabbing piece of shit. Attorney General Jim Hood has raised the most, blah, blah, who cares? All right, there we go. Pence principle.
Buy it.
Chris Tomlinson, this is an op-ed piece. White House would reduce poverty by altering the definition. Kind of like we've inflated the number of people who have died of the Wuhan virus by altering the definition of what dying by the Wuhan virus actually means. See, to a normal person, to say, well, these people died because of Wuhan virus, the definition of that would be that the thing that caused their biological functioning to cease would be directly related to the Wuhan virus. But no, you see, the actual definition of dying because of the Wuhan virus is simply being dead and having even the tiniest amount of Wuhan virus in your body. You don't even have to be showing symptoms. But as long as the Wuhan virus is in your body, you died because of the Wuhan virus. That's called altering the definition. The Trump administration, all praise the Trump and Fuhrer, the Trump administration has proposed a novel plan to shrink the number of people who need food stamps and subsidize health insurance. Oh, he's going to eliminate those programs? Oh, no, that's not a novel plan. Change the definition of poverty. The idea isn't original, but the methodology is ingenious. Oh, so Donald Trump is ingenious. He's a genius. Oh, okay. Rather than unilaterally lower the federal poverty level, the Office of Management and Budget wants to change how inflation is used to adjust the poverty threshold over time. Or we could take all the money being dumped into this, and for example, all the money that goes to the Office of Management and Budget, and just fire all of them and shut that down and reduce taxes on everybody to compensate for that amount of money. For example, the federal poverty level for a family of four in 2009 was $22,000. $22,050. And over the past decade, the government has adjusted the rate for inflation to $25,750. The OMB, though, wants to use a new methodology for calculating inflation, one that produces a lower inflation rate. Okay, so here's your first indicator that this is all bullshit. And by bullshit, I mean all of the financial stuff. Okay, if you can calculate inflation in multiple different ways, then that tells me that nobody actually knows what inflation is. It's like saying, well, we're going to do, and this, again, this is supposed to be math. Remember, we're dealing with fiat currency, okay? So there's no real math here because it's just made up. It's money printer goes burr. But this is like saying, well, you know, 2 plus 2 is equal to 4, but now we're going to do addition with a different methodology so that 2 plus 2 is 5. Okay, so if inflation was a real thing, based on actual math, would there be different ways, different methodologies for calculating it? Not being an expert on inflation, you know, only being somebody who suffers the effects of the inflation when the money printer goes burr, I'm going to say probably not. I could be wrong. It's always theoretically possible. It's theoretically possible the great one could be wrong. Just like it's theoretically possible that Wuhan virus will in fact kill enough people, but I doubt it. Let's read on. Let's find out. Maybe we'll learn something here. Maybe we'll learn something from Chris Tomlinson. By lowering the official poverty measures inflation rate, the number of people living in poverty would shrink every year, even though their standard of living would be unimproved. How can their standard of living be unimproved? Don't they all have televisions? Guys, oh my God. Like during this Wuhan shutdown, the number of boxes, empty boxes I have seen in dumpsters for brand new flat screen televisions. The last time I went to Walmart, I am not bullshitting you. I saw like six people coming out of Walmart with giant ass flat screen TVs. I saw one box in a dumpster, 70 inch flat screen TV. I didn't even know 70 inch TVs existed. Who's buying all this shit? My God. Even though their standing of living would be unimproved, even though they're buying big screen TVs at Walmart. That would reduce the number of people who qualify for services and shrink the federal budget deficit. No, it's not going to shrink the federal. Nothing is going to shrink the federal budget deficit. The deficit is not shrinking. Are you people morons? Unappreciated, though, is the impact on businesses that provide services to the poor. Okay, if you're a business and you're providing services to poor people, you've made a very bad decision. Because you see, poor people, now follow me here, follow me, okay? Follow me, this is going to be real complicated. Poor people are poor because they make bad decisions, which have led to them not having money. Now, if your business concept, remember, a business exists to make a profit. Now, if your business plan is to make a profit by providing goods or services to people who do not have money, you have made a mistake in your calculations. The impact on businesses that provide services to the poor. No, these are businesses that should go out of business because they're trying to sell things to poor people. The confusion comes from the hundreds of ways to measure inflation depending on who you are, where you live, and how you spend your money. Okay, once again, there can't be confusion. You can't have hundreds of ways to measure inflation unless inflation is just made up and not based on mathematics. There is only one way to calculate pi. There is only one way to compute a squared plus b squared equals c squared. There is only one way to calculate the square root of a number. Okay, that's math. If there are hundreds of ways to calculate inflation, that means that inflation is not math. It's not math. It's not math. The Federal Bureau of Economic Analysis and the Bureau of Labor Statistics calculate several different inflation measures for various purposes. Yes, those purposes are called falsification and torture of data in order to get what they want. Kind of like different people calculate the number of people who have died from Wuhan virus in different ways. Because the more people die of Wuhan, the more federal funding you can get. So you inflate the numbers. The fact that two different fucking government bureaus are calculating inflation in multiple different ways tells you that they are torturing the numbers to get the results they want, which tells you that it is bullshit. In issuing a request for comment, the OMB questions whether it should continue to use the Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Price Index for all urban consumers, known as the CPI-U. The office suggests that some newfangled inflation indexes might do a better job, such as the Chained Consumer Price Index for the all urban consumers, or the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index. I mean, this is just torturing numbers to get bullshit. This is torturing numbers for the purpose of manipulation. What if we just shut down all the redistribution of wealth and let the poor people figure out how to make some fucking money and stop making mistakes? What if we just did that? Oh, but then half of the government would instantly be gone, because half of the government exists solely for the purpose of redistributing money from people who earn the money and create the money to people who are fucking parasites. And not just the people who are fucking the parasites, but the actual parasites themselves. Quote, this new proposal would lower the dollar amounts of those updated poverty thresholds going forward, resulting in fewer low-income American households qualifying for help, or families getting reduced help from those programs. Unquote. The Center of Public Policy Priorities, a bunch of fucking parasites, I'm sorry, a left-leaning think tank, oh, fucking parasites, a left-leaning think tank based in Austin said in a statement. The poverty threshold is used to determine eligibility for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, better known as food stamps, school meals. God, brace yourselves for the alphabet of your tax money in action. Here we go. Let's find out what our tax money is doing. Eligibility for food stamps, school meals, special supplemental nutrition program for women, infants, and children, Medicaid, the Children's Health Insurance Program, Medicare, the Affordable Care Act Marketplace. How many different government programs do we need to fucking pay for people's health care? That's a serious goddamn question. How many fucking different programs do you, oh, but this one does that, and this one does for these, and does, no. And there's your fucking problem. How much we have to have the fucking government, because 85% of you people can't survive without the government. And unfortunately, Wuhan is not going to fucking kill you, even though it should. Okay. So as a society, we're going to be stuck with the government for the rest of my life. There's just no getting around from that, unless there's a fucking nuclear war or the electricity goes off or something. And once again, this is how we know that nobody involved with the government actually gives a shit about helping the fucking poor people or helping the sick people or whatever, okay? If we eliminated all these different fucking organizations and bureaus and departments that are all geared towards simply getting medical care for people and paying for it and combined it into one, the amount of overhead that could be reduced is huge. The amount of money that could be reduced is huge. The amount of money that can be channeled into providing health care for people is huge. But this isn't about fucking getting health care for anybody. This is about creating jobs for parasites who work in the government, who can't get a real fucking job in the free market, because they are inferior garbage. And you fucking cucks, you just say, well, but we gotta have a government, great one. We gotta have a government. The government, but even the fucking Nazi cucks. Well, but the government should, the German government, the Nazi government provided health care for its citizens. But it's not socialism. It's not communism. So it's national socialism. It's not socialism. Oh my God, the fucking Nazi cucks and their fucking spasms. National socialism isn't communism. It's totally different. Fuck. Let's continue with what our tax money is doing. Family planning, home energy assistance, Head Start, community and migrant health centers, AIDS drug assistance, the Job Corps, the Community Services Block Grant, and legal services for the poor. If the new methodology is adopted, 250,000 seniors, otherwise known as boomers, who should be removed if the gods are smiling on us, if the new methodology is adopted, 250,000 seniors and people with disabilities would lose their eligibility or receive less help over the next 10 years from Medicare's Part D low income subsidy program. According to the Washington-based Center for Budget and Policy Priorities, more than 300,000 children would lose comprehensive health coverage because those children, it's not like their parents can pay for their fucking health care. No, because you're just spitting out children you can't afford. I mean, right now, my God, look at all these poor parents that are having to raise their own children because the schools are closed. You expect parents to provide health care for their own children? My God, that is so fucking heteronormative, cisgendered, racist, sexist, patriarchal, homophobic. Next, you're going to tell me that those children shouldn't have grown men having sex with them to help them discover what gender they are. I mean, who's going to pay for these kids' hormone blockers? More than 300,000 children's parents would have to actually provide for the children they couldn't afford to have. More than 300,000 children would lose comprehensive health coverage. And more than 150,000 consumers who buy insurance through healthcare.gov would receive lower subsidies. Wah. Wah. Before you cheer the reduction in government spending on poor people, consider that none of this money actually goes into poor people's pockets. Well, no, it doesn't. The money isn't going to the poor people. Just enough money goes to the poor people to keep them alive so they can vote Democrat. Most of the money goes to the government bureaucracies. Most of the money is redirected into the bloated healthcare system that is protected by the government and charges way too much money. Why? Because the government, just like it pumps money into the colleges, no matter how much they fuck up, the government pumps more money into the healthcare system, no matter how much it fucks up. We have a quote-unquote pandemic right now, even though the airports are still open, and all the hospitals are going, oh my God, we don't have enough ventilators. Well, what have you been spending money on? Oh, your CEO is making how much money? Oh, how many ventilators could you have bought for that? So what's your priority here? Providing health care for sick people? Or providing golden parachutes and golden showers for your CEO? SNAP and WIC funds go straight from the state government to the grocer providing the food. Well, yes, the grocery store does make the money from the food stamps, but the poor people are getting the food. I mean, poor people are getting food. We know that the poor people are getting food because so many of them are fat. I mean, I get where you're going, but let's see. Are they going to mention the amount of the fucking welfare money that goes to the government bureaucracies, or are they just going to do, oh, but the food stamp money goes to the grocery store? Yes. And of these programs, all of which should not exist, but of these programs, if we're going to start eliminating them, the food stamp, even though I yell about food stamps and shit, the food stamps is one of the least offensive ones. In the sense that at least you can use it only on food. I mean, theoretically, you can only use it on food. Now, I would revise it so you can't use it on junk food. Great one. How do you determine what is and isn't junk food? I'll make that determination. I know. Okay? I can fucking tell the difference. I will put out a list of food that you are allowed to buy with food stamps. It's really simple. Okay. Medicare, Medicaid, and other healthcare dollars go from the government to the healthcare providers. Yeah, no shit. Just like those college loans go to the fucking universities, and the universities just shit on people, just like the medical system does. Head Start pays for teachers. Teachers! Head Start pays for teachers to give lessons to poor children so they have a better shot in life. No, they don't have a better shot in life. They're going to grow up to be poor, just like their parents, statistically speaking, especially now that the public education system doesn't teach them anything. Did it ever teach anything useful? But now the public education system doesn't teach children anything except that Republicans are racist, global warming is real, we're all going to die, it's racist to call it the Wuhan virus, and that cisgendered heteronormative people are all evil, and there's no such thing as boys and girls. Okay? You're not going to get a job with that. That's not going to get you out of poverty. Losing funding for these programs would especially hurt Texas. Right, because this is a lot of federal money. And by federal money, of course, I mean money stolen from the taxpayers. That is channeled back to the state governments. Texas, which ranks 41st in the nation in child well-being, according to the Kids Count data book released Monday. Because I'm sure whoever releases the Kids Count data book is objective and has no sort of ulterior motives or biases. About 1.5 million Texas children live in poverty. I wonder how many of them are illegal. Just a thought. See, once again, that's the sort of, here's the statistics we'll never see. Okay, 1.5 million children in Texas live in poverty. How many of them are here illegally? How many of them are in single mother households? Oh, suddenly the problem becomes clear. That's why we'll never see that statistic. $136,000 children lost health insurance last year, and Texas has one of the worst teen pregnancy rates in the nation. Well, that's funny. First of all, I thought that teenagers could have all the sex they wanted because now that we have birth control. I thought we were told that when the pill came along, it was going to reduce unwanted pregnancies because now birth control would be easily available for women and the number of unwanted pregnancies and the number of single mothers and the number of abortions would all go down because the pill was going to empower women to have as much sex as they wanted with no risk of getting pregnant. And yet, look at this. One of the worst teen pregnancy rates in the nation. Gosh. Texas children score below the national average on standardized tests. Well, I thought standardized tests were evil. I thought standardized tests were racist. I mean, is that what we've heard, that standardized testing discriminates against minorities? Why are we taking standardized testing seriously? That's racist and sexist and homophobic. I mean, what if the child taking this standardized test, what if he's gender fluid? Sorry, they. What if they is gender fluid? You can't expect them to perform on a standardized test because a standardized test is designed to be heteronormative. Federal programs are safety nets for families, and they make it possible for businesses to provide the services these families need. When the funds are cut, families do not receive these services, and the companies that provide them lose money and lay off workers.
Okay, hold on. Stop.
Full stop. Did we just attempt to justify welfare by saying that if you reduce welfare, businesses will not make as much money and have to lay off their employees? Wuhan hoax, shut down, fake quarantine, anybody? You know what forces businesses to lay off their employees? Is telling them they're not allowed to do business. I mean, they did. We are seriously trying to justify welfare by saying that if you don't hand out welfare, companies that provide services to poor people will lose money and lay off workers. Okay, once again, if your business plan is providing goods and services to poor people, you need to go out of business because you are a moron. You are a moron. You are a moron. You are a moron. This is why when I do website work, which I occasionally do, my rates start $70 an hour. You know why? Because I'm not interested in working for poor people. That's kind of expensive. Yes, it's for a reason. Same thing, my photography. How much would it take? I want to hire you to take pictures. All right, well, it's $500 for me to show up. We'll be there a couple of hours. It's going to be like about $1,200. Well, that's really expensive. Yeah, sure is. If you're going to waste part of my finite life, yes, you bet. I'm not here to be a photographer to fucking poor people. I got shit to do. Conservatives often talk about the dynamic impact of tax cuts rippling through the economy, but the government spending also has a multiplier effect. Yes, it's called theft, and it multiplies the theft. The multiplying effect, oh my God, I'm about to fucking lose it. The government spending also has a multiplier effect. Yes, you steal the money from people who earn it, and then you channel it to people who use it to teach your children there's no such thing as boys and girls. yes, that is definitely a multiplier effect, because then those children whose minds are fucked up go forth and destroy Western civilization and eventually plunge us into the point where the electricity actually does stop. Because nobody can figure out how to run the power plant because everybody's busy navel-gazing about how uniquely non-binary they are. Spending cuts that produce citizens who are less educated and less healthy. Oh my God. People are not stupid and fat because of spending cuts. People are stupid and fat because they're getting too much government money and they don't ever have to work or think in order to provide for themselves. My God, I'm fucking losing my mind here. Spending cuts that produce citizens who are less educated and less healthy will create a drag on the economy as worker productivity drops. Yeah, because we don't have any drags on the economy right now, do we? Instead of rigging the system against poor people, the Trump administration could concentrate on policies that lift people out of poverty, not try to redefine it insidiously. It's insidious, you guys. It's insidious. No, the Trump administration should not be trying to lift anybody out of poverty. It's your job to lift yourself out of poverty. The Trump administration cannot lift you out of poverty. The war on poverty has been going on for how many years? How many people are lifted out? There's more poor people than ever. Friday is the deadline for submitting comments to the OMB on changing the inflation measure. Before the agency can act, it must address all concerns about the proposal, make your comments, blah, 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 at regulations.gov. Whew, boy. You want to eliminate poverty? Turn off the welfare. Turn off all the welfare. And I promise you, as soon as people start getting hungry, they will find a way to buy food.